The Weeknd teams up again with Ariana Grande to try to win the top spot on the Hot 100. We've got Mario in the house. SZA takes over the cover of Billboard as Woman of the Year. Tony Hawk is the key to claiming some Kurt Cobain history. We break down athletes who've broken into the music industry. And we're running down the top trending songs on Twitter. Welcome to Billboard News. I'm Tetris Kelly. It's Wednesday, February 22nd, and take a look at this beautiful cover. Billboard's Woman of the Year, SZA, graces this week's cover. In the article, the Kill Bill singer talks about how she still feels the need to prove herself after the success of SOS, as well as what it means to be Woman of the Year. Catch SZA and more at Billboard's annual Women in Music on March 1st with honorees including Rosalia, Becky G, Latto, Evie Queen, Lana Del Rey, Twice, Dolce, Lainey Wilson, and Kim Petras with host Quinta Brunson. Let's keep the love of our favorite ladies going and talk about a queen that's been booked and busy. Looks like The Weeknd and Ariana Grande aren't done working together, and the superstar duo teased fans on social media with what looks to be a remix of the 2016 Starboy hit, Die For You. Baby, I would die for you. Ariana, while filming for Wicked, posted a video captioning, wrote and recorded a verse for my friend after a 14-hour day on set. This certain exception had to be made. And you can hear her sing lyrics to the chorus from Die For You. It won't be their first time. In 2021, Grande and The Weeknd teamed up for the Billboard Hot 100 topping remix of Save Your Tears, and The Weeknd is on both Grande albums, My Everything and Position. We'll let you know when we have a date for the new collab. Mario stopped by our studio to talk new music, but got a little nostalgic with Nina Rohani, and we'd love to see it. Let me be the one to give you
everything you want and need. That was like... That was my jam.
Thank you.
That was everybody's jam. It was the eighth most successful single of the decade, according to Billboard.
It was an amazing experience making that album, being a young man now, like in the world, traveling, seeing different types of women, seeing different types of cultures, and being on tour. So I was talking to Beyonce at Steve Styles' party, and I was telling her, like, thank you for putting me on my first major tour. I went on tour with Destiny's Child when I was like 19, 20.
What was it like going on tour with Destiny's Child?
Oh man, it was amazing. It was my first world traveling tour.
And you know it wouldn't be a proper Mario interview without a seductive serenade.
Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
Good job keeping it together, Nina. For the full interview, head to billboard.com. I live a lot of my life on eBay, mostly Disney merch, but music and skating fans, I have an update for you.
I bought a skateboard in a music auction painted by Kurt Cobain, and we are in Seattle to go find the owner of that skateboard and get his story because we want to remake it for everyone else to enjoy.
Tony Hawk is recreating a piece of art by the late Kurt Cobain for charity. The skateboarding legend bought an original hand-painted skateboard deck that the Nirvana frontman painted in 1985. The painting is from Iron Maiden's album, The Killers. Tony went in search of the board's origins, posting on Instagram. In order to better understand the provenance of this unicorn skateboard that I acquired last year, I went to Seattle to get the story directly from Cameron Ross, the original owner.
I gave him $20 and a chunk of weed, and he painted it for me.
Hawk released replicas of the deck with inspiration from Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean. All proceeds will go towards raising awareness for mental health and towards building skate parks. Now let's head over to Twitter to see the most discussed songs of the week. Rosé leads the pack on hot trending songs. I will never fall in love again until I found her. The results are in for Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter. Rosé's cover of Steven Sanchez's Until I Found You sits atop the chart dated February 25th. This is Rosé's first solo number one on the chart, but the Blackpink member snagged a couple of other number ones with her groups Pink Venom and Shut Down. Elsewhere on the chart, Suicide Boys and Shakewell's new collaboration Big Shot Cream Soda bows at number two. while Skrillex's Ratata featuring Missy Elliott and Mr. Oizo grabs number 3. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart powered by Twitter tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. This next batch of songs would have definitely trended if Twitter was around when they were released. Music and sports go together more than just at halftime, and a few athletes have decided to take their skills from the court or the field to the mic. And you won't believe some of your favorites we've rounded up. Billboard presents athletes turned musicians. Shaq is a 4-time NBA champion, but did you know his original record, 1992's Shaq Diesel, went platinum? He's released 4 albums. I kick rhymes like Muda Kwan do. I smoke the mic like Cheech and Chong do. Oscar De La Hoya won a gold medal at the 1992 Summer Olympics. He also released a self-titled Latin pop album in 2000 that reached number 2 on Billboard's top Latin albums chart. It featured songs written by Diane Warren and the Bee Gees and was even nominated for a Grammy. Am I unwise to open up your eyes? Some call Manny Pacquiao the best boxer in the world, but he's also a politician, actor, and musician. Pac-Man has put out 2 studio albums. He worked with Pitbull, A$AP Rocky, Bruno Mars, Future, Nicki Minaj, and more. Talk about entertaining, NBA's Ron Artest brought the beats and energy to Fever. And there's truly not many more celebrated athletes than Kobe Bryant. But when we look back and reflect on his iconic legacy, you might not remember Black Mamba also delivered us rap track Kobe, and it featured Tyra Banks. Thank you. I am me. All along, I'm eyeing you. The hunted becomes the hunted, girl. I'm praying on you. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're getting to know Charlie Puth a little better, and I'm going to Disneyland to see how well fans know Disney stars' music.